You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Echo Station Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, joined by my lovely co-host, Chris.
Hello, everyone.
We are back again, and we have a lot of stuff to talk about today, guys.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on.
So much stuff. We're going to also, real quick, apologize in advance for the format of this episode, because we're trying something new with ads and ad breaks, so if it seems a little weird, seems a little funky, wonky, we are trying our best to go into the groove with that, so this is kind of our test episode, so yeah. Apologies in advance if anything sounds weird.
It's all good. Go with the flow.
Yeah, I had to give out that little disclaimer before anything, because Lord knows if they go, this is a fucked up episode, we gotta let them know why it is.
Sorry.
Yes. So this week in the U.S. Has been just bad. Just bad.
Everything is the worst.
Yes.
But
very much so.
In particular, kind of at the forefront of that, as I'm sure you all know, on Friday, Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away after a near lifelong battle on and off with cancer, notorious RBG. And that was kind of a large blow for democracy and human rights.
Very much so.
So that is something that we have deeply felt here at Echo Station, and just wanted to acknowledge her passing and hope that she's able to finally rest after her long, long fight.
Yes. We wanted to acknowledge that, because we're like, well, if we sound a little down in the dumps, that's why. But we're going to try and bring you a fun-filled episode nonetheless, regardless. But yeah, it's just, oof.
Yeah. And, you know, it's good to talk about non-consequential things sometimes.
Yes.
Although we actually are going to be talking about some pretty heavy consequential things. But for the most part, you know, it's nice to have a little bit of a mind break, step into a galaxy far, far away sometimes, make their problems our problems instead.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's what's it called? Projecting or whatever?
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been rough here in the U.S. We know we have a lot of international followers and listeners, so, you know, keep us in your thoughts, guys.
Yeah, thanks, please.
Yeah, news-wise, Star Wars Squadrons, which is coming out in less than 2 weeks by the time this episode is released, put out a short called called Squadrons Hunted, and it was in the perspective of the Empire, and it was really, really cool.
That trailer.
You haven't seen it yet?
No, it's been a crazy week.
I would have sent it to you if I didn't know that.
Oh, that's
I thought you've seen it. Well, it's really cool. Yeah. It's beautiful. Was also developed by ILM.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's always a good thing.
Yeah. So it was really great. It gives us an Imperial character who I'm pretty sure is also in the game as well. Like, he's your main guy, I guess. I'm not quite sure. Main person you talk with, main leader, whoever it is. And we find out that he also has a husband.
That's lovely. Now, see, I did remember hearing about that, but I have not. Yeah, I did not watch.
Yeah, so
that's pretty huge.
For gays in space. Yay.
Yes, gays in space.
Yes, we love that. That's called representation, and yes, it does matter.
It absolutely matters.
But yeah, so check that out on their official, I believe it's on the EA and Star Wars YouTube page. So yeah, it's coming out like I said, less than 2 weeks. I really can't wait for it. I know you said you're getting it, right? Or you want to get it?
I'm planning to, yes.
Okay.
It'll probably be in like November, maybe in like a Thanksgiving thing. I don't know, but I'm definitely getting it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And Chris and I will have some kind of dogfight battle to the death, and we will see who is the true victor of space combat. Yes.
It's gonna be you.
I wasn't gonna say it was gonna be me, because that's very presumptuous of me and mean, but like, it's gonna be me.
Although every time I play a video game with one of my kids, they get really angry. They're like, why are you so good at this? I've been playing it for hours and you just picked it up. And I'm like, I have been playing this my entire life. It doesn't matter what it is. I have been playing video games forever.
Exactly. It's like, I have how many years on you, young one? That's no.
You are simply a youngling and I am a master.
Yes. So Star Wars Squadrons, we cannot wait for it. I also cannot wait to eventually get it for the PS5, if I ever get a PS5, because those
holy went off the crap
shelves. Yeah.
$500?
Yeah. It's a lot.
$500. $500. That's a lot of dollars.
I know. It's a lot.
I could buy a lot of cake with that.
But it's also so pretty.
Yeah.
It's also very, very pretty. So also The Mandalorian has won some Emmys, guys.
Yeah. Huzzah.
Yes.
Unsurprising.
Oh yeah, awesome. But so okay, here's the list of Emmys it's won. It's won Outstanding Visual Effects, Cinematography, Sound Mixing, Outstanding Sound Editing, Production Design, and it just won music for best score, and then also yes, best stunts,
which is, you know, it's pretty standard. If a show or movie like Star Wars is going to win things, it's not going to be for the performances. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's just how it is.
That's fair.
But they, you know, they are on the forefront of overall production value when it comes to editing and music scoring and stunts, especially, you know, so that none of that surprised me. It was all very high quality, excellent work. And it's nice that they get acknowledged.
Yes. Especially the stunt team, like the stunt team for really any show or in any movie, that's like the backbone of that production.
Isn't it John Wayne's son who is Pedro Pascal's stunt double?
Oh, that I have no clue for that one.
I feel like that's a tidbit I heard somewhere, which is, if so, is pretty kind of cool. You know, pretty kind of cool.
Like the Duke John Wayne?
Yes. Like the King of Cowboys John Wayne.
Not the King of Cowboys. Not, you said the King of Cowboys.
No. Whatever. I don't know. I don't know what his real name is. But yeah, John Wayne.
Oh, God. That's funny. Well, if anyone knows that, tweet us at Echo Station Cast and let us know, because that's a very interesting little tidbit there.
I can't even remember where I heard that, but I do remember hearing it.
Speaking of which, guys, don't forget that we are, of course, you know, on Twitter at Echo Station Cast. Don't forget to follow us for all the good news, because since the Mandalorian season 2 trailer, which is what we're going to be talking about, and also some juicy gossip that goes along with it, since it is coming out, that means that we are bringing back the Mandafetzo.
Yeah, season 2 Mandafetzo.
Yes. It's something that we worked a lot of, gave a lot of our time and passion to for the first season, so we cannot wait to bring back season 2.
No, it's fun to be able to really do a deep dive into each episode.
Yeah. So there's that. And then, that's, everything? I mean, is that everything? I'm trying to think news wise. Now, of course, we're recording this on a Sunday, so more news could come out, you know, so after that. Right. But yeah, at least that's what I got.
I think that's everything.
Cool.
Oh, I feel like there was some weird... No, that might have been another rumor. I don't know. There's always so much flying around. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, there's...
I think that's it for official news.
I forgot something. oh, what is it? The ILM, the new like virtual Star Wars game that's coming out.
Oh, where they do, like,
Anthony Daniels is coming back officially as C-3PO.
Yay!
So there's that. Yay! There was a little mini trailer that got released. So that's something cool too.
Star Wars is such a it lends itself so well to virtual reality.
More money to spend on VR stuff.
I don't have the time or the space.
Nope, nor do I. But so yeah, that wraps us up for news. We're gonna take a quick little commercial break, and then when we come back, we're gonna be dissecting the season 2 trailer. We're gonna be talking about it and talking about all of the juicy rumors and spilling all the tea that comes along with The Mandalorian season 2. And congrats, we're back. Yay, hello. I don't know. That's going to be my new we're back intro music. I don't know. I got nothing. I think we should have back intro music.
Can we just have like Mandalorian style back music?
We just pipes and weird sounding. Yeah. So let's talk the Mandalorian season 2 trailer.
That was a really good trailer. I like a trailer that doesn't give anything away but still manages to hype you.
Did it hype you indeed?
Oh yeah, oh gosh, I was hyped.
Well, after, you know, nearly, what is it, a month before we get to see it, they finally release a trailer, it's like, hello?
Where have I know, you been? It seems like, at the same time, I feel, I don't know, like I kind of forgot about it for a while, so I didn't forget about the existence of the Mandalorian, but I wasn't waiting with bated breath anymore, so now I feel like since I've gotten the trailer now and the next actual airing of the show is so soon that I'm not desperate for it. You know, it's like, right. Okay, it's coming. It's going to be soon.
So then do you think they're going to release one more trailer, or do you think that this is it?
I don't know. I mean, they've got a lot of material they can work with. They could release another trailer and it wouldn't, you know, it still wouldn't give much away.
Right.
But maybe the week before.
Yeah, I could see that.
A last trailer drop, you know, like they do with the movies.
Mm-hmm. So, well, on that note, let's talk the trailer, shall we?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like you said, it gives like nothing away. The opening shot of the ship, yeah.
Just the opening space shot, I mean, it's so classic Star Wars. So
it looked like they were by, like, Saturn.
Yeah, so I read online... I thought
the planet was, like, Earth. I'm like, this looks... What?
Well, I read online that those are real space images that they used.
Oh, is it?
And messed around with, yeah. So that's really
good
cool.
For them. Cool.
It is beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Well, look at that. Good for them. That's cool. So, I don't...
You don't sound enthused about this trailer.
I don't... It just... I was expecting a little more, maybe. Just because it's so close to the premiere date.
Yeah. You know, it's such a tight-lipped show already. Like, they've already set the precedence that they won't give much away.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They want us to be surprised. So that feels correct to me. It feels like they're just... That's their modus operandi at the moment. So I'm fine with that. And like I said, I hate that the trend in trailers for like the last decade has been to give so much of the movie or the show away, and it really annoys me. You know, to the point where there was a while that I just stopped watching trailers because I didn't want to know. I wanted to experience
that
firsthand in the moment.
That's completely fair.
Yeah.
So what did you, give me your thoughts on the trailer.
I think it hints at things. There's that one moment where, you know, that you see a character with a hood and you're like, oh my God, is that Ahsoka? Could it be Ahsoka?
No, I'm going to talk about this in a minute because the internet pissed me the hell off. I wanted to slap every single one of these people. I wanted to backhand them all.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. There's a lot of
You know
things.
What? No. we're gonna talk about this right now. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you're in the moment. Go ahead.
Yeah. So okay. The hooded character. We don't know who it is.
No.
The whole internet, for some reason, thought it was Ahsoka.
Because the internet is dumb and jumps around on things.
I'm like, have you seen Ahsoka? Do you know what Ahsoka even looks like? Because one, she has horns on top of her head that would protrude and make the cloak stand up.
She got a haircut.
Two, Ahsoka is orange with white markings.
Yeah, no, I don't know why anybody thought this was Ahsoka, but that's clearly what I feel like they were trying to do. Like, oh, look, it's a hooded figure. Could it be a Jedi? Could it be Ahsoka?
Which is fine if you're going to do that, but have the person, like, look down so they don't see their face.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the whole internet's like, oh my god, it's Ahsoka! I'm like, it's Ahsoka. I want to hit every single fucking one of you right now. It is not Ahsoka, you idiots.
Tell us how you really feel, Ian.
I mean, honestly, people, use half of the brain you have. Connect the dots.
So the other character that people were saying that it quite possibly is, which makes much more sense,
species-wise,
is Bo-Katan.
It could totally be Bo-Katan. That's not Katee Sackhoff.
Okay. I didn't look that closely. I didn't freeze frame, but that makes more sense than Ahsoka.
It does, but at the same time, I'm like, that's not Katee. That's not, no. No,
it's just going to be some one, like, one random off.
Oh, so you didn't hear
like the Twi'leks.
Okay, so I thought you were going to say this third person. So I've also been hearing rumors that this is Sabine. No.
No?
Sabine, and they even talked about this in, like, behind-the-scenes stuff for the show Rebels, has a lot of Asian heritage to her and her family. This person did not look Asian. Now, if Lucasfilm decided to say, fuck all that, and actually cast someone who is not Asian as Sabine, I will throw hands.
That would be bad.
I hope to God that is not Sabine, because if it is, really...
I am going to look up a close-up of this image.
She's played by a wrestler. I can't remember what her name is, but people have said that this is her character, but no one knows who it is yet. But I can tell you she ain't Ahsoka.
I'm not going to fully speculate on this person's ethnic background. However, they do not look white.
However, they are not white.
They are not a boring white person, I could say. That is my opinion. Whoever this mysterious hooded creep. Mysterious hooded person is, I don't think.
You were going to say hooded creature, weren't you?
So I don't know. Yeah, because I was looking at a totally different, unrelated photo that came up underneath this on Google. And I'm like, that's a weird hooded creature.
One, that is not Ahsoka. It better not be Sabine. And it's not Bo-Katan. It could be another Mandalorian, or possibly a renegade Jedi, but it's not any of those three characters that have faces and names and stuff.
It just appears to be a woman. Might not be a woman. It appears to be a woman in a cloak. That's it.
Stop reading into it, people. It's a misdirection. I bet you money.
Anywho. Moving on.
Anywho. Also, people, you know, I'm just going to go on this tirade. We're just going to deep dive right in. Every time you see a ice planet or a desert planet, does not mean it is automatically Ilum or Tatooine. Now, is it a strong possibility it is in the show? Yes. But it doesn't directly mean, I mean, I see people going like, oh, this is 100% this. It's like, is it?
I know. My husband was like, oh my god, it's Hoth. And I'm like, is it?
It's not fucking Hoth.
Is it?
It would be Ilum before it was Hoth.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know.
I mean, I can totally see.
As I am, so.
Well, I can totally see it being, if it is Ilum, it would be very cool to see that. Because I can totally see Ahsoka hiding out there you know, because of the whole Jedi heritage there. And eventually Ilum does become Starkiller Base, yada, 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 all that good stuff.
Yeah, there's lots of places it could be. And just because it's, I don't know, it's not necessarily an entire planet full of ice. Maybe they're finally on a planet that has seasons and different biomes. I don't know.
Now,
It's nice to get a callback to planets that we are familiar with, absolutely. But it's also nice to build and get more planets.
Yes. I mean, the desert planet could very well be Tatooine because of the Tusken Raiders. I'm not saying it's not, but, you know.
But we know they show up in other places, too.
Yes. Also, the Tusken Raider was riding a Bantha, and that's fantastic. Like, a full-fledged, like, practical Bantha.
But Banthas are native to Tatooine.
Are they not? I'm not quite sure.
I guess you could just bring it with you. I don't know.
Now, the reason why people, and I'm kind of thinking it might actually be more Tatooine than just a random desert planet, is because someone freeze-framed the Mandalorian on a speeder bike on the desert planet. I'm not going to call it officially Tatooine until we know it's Tatooine. On the desert planet. And there is a certain jetpack and armor that's, like, strapped onto the speeder bike.
Ruh-roh.
That very much looks like one Boba Fett.
One Boba Fett.
So, it could be Tatooine. I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it isn't. We'll have to find out. Yada, yada, yada.
It makes sense. It doesn't not make sense.
Right. Also, according to this trailer, it looks like we're getting kind of a time jump, too, because Cara Dune and, what's his face? Who's Carl Weathers' character? Oh my god.
It's Carl Weathers. We have never referred to him as anything else but Carl Weathers.
Okay, well, his character, they have, you know, she has longer hair, he has a gray beard, so there's a bit of a time jump happening, it looks like. We didn't see any of Moff Gideon in this trailer, but we know he's in the season because he says he battles a lot with the Darksaber, so that's kind of cool.
Sweet.
Which
is all we really want to see.
Exactly, because he said that he broke like 3 or 4 of them.
Damn it.
Yeah. But I gotta say, like, this trailer, like, when I was watching, I'm like, oh my god, I forgot, like, that most of the stuff is shot, like, on a circular soundstage.
It's nice. It's old school.
Like, it's, you know, with the whole LED, you know, what's it called? The room or whatever? The void? No. What do they call it?
The void.
I can't remember. They have a fun name for the stage where they have the full 360 of, you know, the lights and everything like that. Most of that stuff is shot on that stage. Like, you know, there's very few elements that are, you know, on a back lot.
Interesting budget-wise.
Yeah, which, I mean, it's fantastic. It's cool looking. I forget that part.
Yeah.
So, what else? There was something. I love that we get to see two Gamorrean guards fighting in, like, a wrestler rink kind of deal.
Yes. That was cool.
That was cool to see that callback to that.
More Baby Yoda memes.
Yes. I love that he, you know, is like, nah, I'm gonna close my little hatch because I'm not gonna be witness to any of this violence.
Bye.
He said, nope, goodbye. I mean, overall, the trailer did excite me, but also, like, hearing a bunch of the rumors that are coming out of the show, it dampens my mood for it.
Yeah, I have a lot of conflicting emotions right now. I'm excited for the show, but also, yeah, lots of, so many issues.
Yes. What else do you want to talk about for the trailer?
Let me think. Was there anything else that I really wanted to say? God, I don't know. I'm trying to think. So did we get, no, we didn't get a pick. Well, we didn't get a view of any of the new people that have been confirmed.
No. And that's That's another thing that people were so pissed off about. They go, oh, I didn't get to see any Boba Fett or Ahsoka or any of the, or, you know,
well,
whoever.
Well, I like that, though, because,
you know, they're not going to show, they're going to show you in the first teaser trailer? No, go away.
Yeah, no, I want all of their entrances to be like, oh my god, that's amazing. I don't want to see it coming.
Exactly. Like, stupid internet.
Stupid internet.
I'm sure we're going to get a bunch of flack for our opinions on this, but I really don't care.
Yeah, they're just opinions. But yeah, other than that, like, like I said, they didn't really show us that much. Like, there was a lot of pretty things to look at, but there's not really much to talk about.
Correct. Yeah, it's a lot of, you know, I really like the seeing the Imperial speeder bikes, like, jump from the really high altitude and go down into the canyon. That was really cool.
Yeah.
It
was
nice
to hear. It was oh, I know what I want to talk about. The armorer.
Oh yes,
is giving like a voiceover for this, you know, and talks about how, you know, he's got to return the child to his species, or, you know, if he can't do that, then he needs to be returned to his own kind of people, aka the Jedi. These powerful sorcerers that once battled with the Mandalorians, and they were, you know, everything was awful. Sorry. And and he's, the Mandalorian is like perplexed by this. One, the existence of these people, and two, that he would have to bring the child to their enemies, you know, their ancient enemies. And I always come back to this, that it seems like the Star Wars mythos cannot decide if the Jedi are super famous or if nobody knows who the hell they are.
I've kind of noticed that too.
Pick a lane. Like, either they are the protectors of the galaxy, you know, known far and wide, and people are super excited when their kid is born force sensitive because they can ship him off to be a cool Jedi. Or nobody knows about them and they're mythological. Like, you can't have both.
Yeah, it's like there are records of Jedi. Like, it's.
Yeah.
I mean, unless the
Empire go through a galaxy-wide war like the Clone Wars, in which the Jedi were massively involved, and I don't know, 20 years later, 30 years later, nobody knows who they were. Nobody knows. That would be like us not knowing who the Nazis were. It makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me. So that's my pet peeve on that.
Well, and also, I'm wondering if it's because the Empire maybe, like, scrubbed all the records of the Jedi and were like, no, they were, like, you know, horrible people. Don't mention them. Don't, like, give thought to them because we want their memories to die out. I don't know.
But even, like, on remote worlds where the Empire maybe doesn't have that much...
influence?
I don't know. Influence and pull, it that doesn't make sense. And or the world, you know, the worlds where Jedi temples and Sith temples existed, and, you know, where the Jedi were infamous, that doesn't suddenly just disappear.
Yeah, it is kind of funny how they're like, oh, are they real? We don't know. Yes, they're real. Stop it.
I mean, if it were 100 or 200 years later, I could say, sure, they were able to eradicate them into more, you know, nothing more than just a whisper. But it's only been a generation.
Yeah,
that's it.
That.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
I like how we both got to go on our own tirades for this episode.
Yeah, that's my tirade.
We both get our own tirades. That's fantastic. And on that note, we're going to take another quick little commercial break. And then we're going to jump into all of the juicy and, quite frankly, little troubling rumors that we have heard from Mandalorian Season 2. Remember, they're just rumors. You know, we cannot confirm these. But we will be back in just a moment. And we're back again. Hello. Like I said, we're trying a new format with our ad breaks and stuff, so bear with us. We're trying. Okay, so you want to start off this rumor mill, or should I?
Yeah, okay. So again, we just want to preface this with, these are absolutely rumors. There is no there's no confirmation for some, well, for some of what we were talking about, there is zero confirmation. This is just, you know, the Hollywood rumor mill is alive and well in the pandemic. We are here to spill that Star Wars tea.
Yes.
So let's tackle the really big one. This is kind of the overarching big one. This comes to us from a woman named Grace Randolph, who she's reported on quite a bit of Star Wars rumors before. That's kind of a, that seems to be a common sentiment. She's been correct before, but she's also been wrong a lot. But every time she's correct, yeah, she's like, see, guys, see that, you know, like loosely based thing that I was very subtly telling you, I was totally right. I was totally right. So
yeah, so
to me, she almost
coming
operates
from her. Take it with a grain of salt, basically.
Yes, and that is the only source. That's it. She is the source of this. But because she was right on a major thing before, it has caught on through the internet like wildfire.
Uh-huh. Sorry, guys. And go ahead and say what it is.
She is saying, that due to numerous disagreements with the creative team, Pedro Pascal will no longer be the Mandalorian. He is out. He is gone. He walked. In fact,
like
he is only
halfway
in
through
half,
production.
Yeah, he is only in half of the season, and halfway through, we don't get any more Mandalorian in the Mandalorian,
which makes no sense.
Yeah, this is not so. Like I said, no one else has talked about this. And nobody's confirmed this. Obviously, Disney hasn't confirmed this. But it's very concerning. So his reasoning being that she's given is that he wanted more time without the helmet on, and that was something they heavily established in the in this show that wasn't canonical before, but it's canonical for the show that the Mandalorians do not take off their helmets. He went in, pled his case, and they said nope. And so he walked. That's the rumor.
Let's dissect this rumor real quick, shall we? Because this is a lot to take in. One, the show is called The Mandalorian.
He's literally the title character.
It's not called The Mandalorian and Friends.
Yes. It's not even called The Mandalorians. It's
no, yeah, just one.
The just Mandalorian. One. And it
so,
is him.
I have also heard this rumor. Here's the thing. If he did end up quitting and he's no longer the Mandalorian, he's not in the suit more than like maybe 20% of the time. The rest of it is the stunt team.
Yes, and so I just confirmed that by Googling that his stunt double is played by Brandon Wayne, son of John Wayne.
Son of the King of Cowboys, folks.
Son of the King of Cowboys. You heard it here.
So, like, if they do end up parting ways, I mean, he does the voice. And like I said, he's in the suit maybe 20% of the time. The rest is definitely, like, three stunt guys.
Yeah, and it doesn't make any sense because he's essentially a voice actor. Why? I mean, you know, he's got a face. And it's a very nice face. It's a very nice face. But... especially in today's climate, because of what is all is happening, getting a high-paying voice acting gig is gold. It's just minting money that you don't have to do anything for. You literally phone it in. The fact that anybody would walk away from this just seems stupid. I cannot imagine him doing this.
I can't either. I also heard the rumor that, you know, The Mandalorian is only in, you know, four or five episodes of this season, and the rest is going to be filled in by supporting characters and their stories and their arcs. They said they're changing up how they do the story in this season.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't expect that.
Well, and that's, you know, and that's part of the rumor that they had to do that because he left. But, you know, there is a possibility that he isn't in half the season because... I don't know. Maybe he gets captured. Maybe that's literally part of the storyline. And they're going to get him back. You know, he kills a Han Solo and they've all got to rescue him kind of thing.
He trips and falls into carbonite and they have to go and get him.
Trips and falls into his own carbonite.
I would die laughing if that was the case. Like, okay, here's the thing. If they do end up parting ways, if he doesn't come back, do you think the show could survive a 3 and 4 season? Because they already got greenlit for a 3rd season.
I don't know. It's iffy.
It's
really iffy. I mean, I don't know. I mean, everybody loves the child. It could totally be the Baby Yoda show, and I'm sure a bazillion people would tune in, but I don't
know. Oh, sure, but, like, also, The Mandalorian kicks ass.
Yeah, I don't know. They're gonna switch it up, and it's just gonna be the Boba Fett show. That's what's gonna
happen. Unless, like, another Mandalorian takes over, unless, like, you know, they go and, like, have Bo-Katan take... I don't know. Yes. I really don't know. Like I said, this is a rumor. This is, take this with a grain of salt, because that's what we are doing as well. Like, we're not, we don't even really believe it ourselves. We're it's possible. And if it does happen, Chris and I will be there with, like, our jaws on the ground going, what the fuck just happened?
I just feel like it's unlikely.
I do too. So another rumor, we're going to go on to another one, is that Ahsoka is only in it for a brief, and I do mean brief, cameo, as in maybe 30 seconds to a minute. And it's rumored that she either appears as a hologram, or that she is in, like, a fight sequence that is, you know, basically her in, like, a cloak, and she fights a bunch of people, and at the very, very end, she takes off her hood, and there's Ahsoka.
I could kind of see that, you know, maybe she's only going to be... Maybe they're going to center her for season 3, and so it's just a big hype. But the thing is, I just want to remind everybody that we have literally never actually gotten confirmation that Ahsoka is in this. We've never gotten confirmation of Rosario Dawson, who has been the rumored cast for Ahsoka. We've never gotten confirmation from Disney that she was cast. This has all been, I don't know, like, based on circumstantial evidence, basically. We've all been in a fever dream these last few months. Who knows? There is zero guarantee that she's actually in the show at all.
I found, and I don't know if you saw this kind of pattern happening as well, but once that rumor was happening, it was just a trickle down of all these actors who rumored, and like, oh, this person's going to cast The Mandalorian. Oh, this person's going to appear. This character's going to appear. Did you see that happen as well? Or was it just me thinking that? Okay.
No. I totally saw that.
I don't think any of those characters were confirmed, were they?
I am looking it up right now.
Because, like, I heard, like, the Hollywood Reporter report on the actor for Boba Fett, but also, that was the only one that reported it. Lucasfilm never confirmed it.
Alright, hold on, let's see. Director list, season 2. When was this posted? 4 days ago. Okay.
Because Lucasfilm has not confirmed any of those characters, to my knowledge.
Okay, so obviously Pedro, Gina, Carl, Giancarlo, Sasha Banks.
Which is who I believe that hooded character was.
Yes. That is all they've actually confirmed. We have no official confirmation of Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
Let's see, Deadline reports that insiders have hinted that several established characters from Skywalker Saga feature films mythology will make appearances that could include Temuera Morrison. So that's not, these are all ifs. So literally the only people who have been confirmed are people we've already seen from the first season.
Yeah, the original cast.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
But everyone's freaking out saying, oh my god, they're going to come. It's like... It would be cool if
Boba Fett. Oh, it's gonna be Ahsoka. Oh, it's gonna be Sabine. Oh, it's gonna be Bo-Katan. Yeah, no, we don't know anything.
Yeah,
we don't know jack shit.
No, and it's very funny to see how these, like, you know, gatekeepers of the Star Wars universe get all pissed off that they haven't seen these characters. It's like, yeah, because maybe they're not in the show. Stupid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hearsay. So. On that note, a lot of people don't want Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka anyway, including myself and people who I know who are extreme Ahsoka fans. And here's why. If you've been following this news really carefully, there are some pretty heinous accusations against Rosario Dawson of being extraordinarily transphobic and participating in some absolutely horrific things against a transgender gentleman. This has resulted in an actual lawsuit filed filed by this man. His name is Dedrick Finley, where he alleges that Dawson, as well as her family, subjected him to numerous occasions of transphobic harassment, both verbally and, unfortunately, physically. They apparently, like, beat him up.
And then, and Rosario was involved in this. Resolved? Or no, or is this case ongoing? Because I thought it was a while back.
I don't know if it's been resolved. It was 2 years ago that they were saying this happened. It was 2 years ago that the suit was filed. Rosario and her family, you know, are explicitly included in the attack. I mean, it says Rosario literally sat on this gentleman and to hold him down as another family member continued to beat him. Actually, it says her mother continued to beat him. Like,
this is all allegedly, by the way. This is, you know, we're not trying to stir the pot here, but
this is an actual lawsuit.
Yes.
It's a serious accusation. And you know, it is important for us to believe oppressed communities when they say that something has happened to them. So, as much as I don't want this to be true, it's a very horrific accusation, and it's very strange to me, coming from somebody like Rosario Dawson, who is a very strong political advocate for the liberal side, for LGBTQ rights. She's bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
So this to me is very out of left field. This behavior, it's pretty heinous. So I don't know. But I think that it's too risky, if it actually happened, to cast her in such an important role. It really is.
Especially for a role that Ahsoka represents.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And so I would prefer it to go to someone else. So
hell, I want Ashley to still do it.
I really would love it for Ashley Eckstein to be.
I want Ashley Eckstein to be Ahsoka. I mean, she is Ahsoka.
It would be fantastic. It would be she is Ahsoka. She is Ahsoka. There's no reason not to cast her, I believe. Anyway, that said, I am 100% okay with Ahsoka not appearing in season 2 if it is Rosario Dawson.
Yeah. I mean, I love the character, and I think Rosario Dawson is a great actress.
She's fantastic. I loved her, but now I'm like really confused.
Yeah, but for someone that, for, you know, what Ahsoka represents to a lot of people, and a lot of people, you know, in Star Wars, and, you know, she is a beacon of hope and survival and light, to have her played by someone who has these accusations and a confirmed lawsuit against them, maybe not the best idea.
Yeah, no, it's pretty ugly. It's a pretty ugly situation. It's very worrying.
And, speaking of ugly,
oh god,
just
so it gets worse.
Yeah, let's just rip off the Band-Aid.
Everybody stay in your seats. So then we move on to present day. Gina Carano. Sorry.
Oh boy, it's just present.
Okay. So we were all on the Gina Carano train. We all were. We loved her. You know, she is not the typical female that you see represented in Hollywood.
No.
She is literally strong. You know, this was a fantastic casting. We love her character. But she had to open her mouth on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'm glad. I'm glad that Twitter exists so that we can see people for what they truly are. But god damn it, we can't have anything nice. We just can't have anything nice anymore. So Gina comes out and says, well, for, you know, as many, many celebrities, many people on Twitter, on all kinds of social accounts, heck, you know, teachers, librarians, and whatnot on their social media, on their business cards and stuff, have put their preferred pronouns in solidarity with the community.
Mm-hmm.
Pedro Pascal does this. Gina decided to put beep, bop, boop.
Oh, boy.
On her Twitter account, in lieu of sharing her pronouns.
Yes, but then explain why she did that.
Yeah, so, okay, if it were possible that a 38-year-old who is on the internet and active in Hollywood and lives in the freaking United States of America, if it were possible that she were somehow oblivious to what chosen pronouns are, I could see this as a misguided joke. Like, oh, okay, you prefer to be he, she, they. I'm gonna say, because I'm in Star Wars now, I'm like a droid. Ha, get it? I'm beep, boop, bop. It's funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except that I don't believe for a second that she wasn't aware. And then on top of that, she has a million people come out and say, that's super offensive and you're mocking us and you're mocking trans people. And then she admits to having a large conversation with Pedro Pascal, who's like, Gina, you can't do this. Here is why. And she doubles down. She triples down.
Yeah.
It's just not okay. It's not okay. Say that you made a mistake. You didn't, you know, you tried to make a joke. I'm sorry. It was in poor taste. And walk it back. It's
and
not
she did
hard.
Say sorry. She eventually did say, you know, I you know, support trans people. I support, you know, all this stuff. She did say that eventually. But also, people have found that she was liking a bunch of, like, anti-Black Lives Matter and anti-mask and COVID is fake posts.
Yes. Whole lot of anti-mask.
I'm just like, oh, God damn it.
It's just, you can't have skeletons in your closet anymore.
Yeah, I was fine with she apologized. I'm like, okay, great, she apologized. But then I found out she did all this shit. I was like, ah, God damn it, yeah. She's back in the crapper.
It's not okay. It's not okay. So,
and again,
that,
I'm sure we're probably gonna get so much shit for this, but I don't care at this point.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, a lot of people are coming to her defense, and I absolutely am not surprised by this. I don't know. It's so, given all of this, if Rosario Dawson is in this, and we know Gina still is, you know, and if Pedro Pascal has walked, it makes me question whether or not I will continue to watch.
I don't.
You know, I will watch season two. I will watch season two because, as far as we know, Pedro is in it. Rosario Dawson is not. And yeah, Gina's in it. It's already, that's said and, you know, it's said and done. But a season three with those continued choices? I don't know. Disney needs to reevaluate the way they cast people, especially after the whole Mulan.
Oh, God, yes. That was a huge.
You gotta vet your cast people. You gotta vet your cast members.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact is that the LGBTQIA plus community is a huge backer of Disney, and always has been.
Oh yes.
You know,
even though Disney has not been a huge backer of them.
No, no. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how much creativity has probably been fostered and worked for. For Disney, when and they haven't you know, verbally supported back.
Mm-hmm.
until recently. So now that they're starting to
right.
acknowledge this, making these kind of casting choices is a huge step back, and they have to be
a very
huge
step back.
Yeah, they have to be more aware. Sure, there is an extremely large vocal minority that are against our community. They're a minority. And you know what? Even if they lost the giant bigoted Christian community, Disney wouldn't be losing any money. Let's be
oh,
really
God, no.
They really would not be losing any money. Because this country, more and more, is an atheist agnostic country, and they need to realize that. So they need to, you know, they need to continue to catch the train of change and the future, or they're gonna get left behind. Because people will stop. I'm not watching Mulan. I know very, very few people who are choosing to watch Mulan, and those that I know who did were extraordinarily disappointed in it.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. I mean, do you regret it?
Well, I didn't.
Like, was it worth watching? Yeah, I know. Was it like, was it even worth your time?
I mean, I was with a bunch of our friends, so to hear their commentary on it, especially our friend Luna's commentary on it, yes, because that's fucking hilarious.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah, no, I did, but I did get the commentary secondhand. And I know that it was like a visually beautiful movie, but you know, they also offered the movie, since they paid for it, that I could stream it through their account. And I have no interest. Even my 7-year-old was like, nah, I'm good.
Well, and if you want to, don't pay for it. Just, it comes out free in December anyway, so.
Just wait to December, you know, waste your time in December. Just forward to a specific cameo and then watch that and you're good.
Basically.
Just do that.
So, this episode was a doozy, friend.
Yeah,
this
is... that pretty much covers it. We spilled the tea, we drank the tea, we tossed the tea into the bay.
We tossed the tea into the bay. And again, we have to preface this by saying these are all rumors. You know, this doesn't necessarily, you know, we're not trying to trash talk anyone. Stuff. Yeah, well, that's not
a rumor. She literally said the shit.
It's, you know, I'm sure, like I said, we're probably going to get some flack on this. I'm sorry if you don't like our opinions on it. Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
No, but in all seriousness, you know, we really love the first season. We cannot wait for the second season. Third season will just depend on how things are handled going forward, you know, really. You know, it's all gonna, you know, depend on a lot. I'll say that, and I'll just leave it at that, because we don't really know what's happening. So, you know, it could be a lot, could be nothing. It just depends.
Yep.
So, don't forget, guys, follow us on Echo Station Cast on Twitter, because, like I said, we will be bringing back the Manda Fetso for this season, for season 2, starting in November, since the first episode drops October 30th. Our first episode will be sometime in November for the Manda Fetso. We cannot wait to dive back in there and watch all that and talk about it together, because it's always fun when Chris and I can talk about new episodes like that.
We have nicer things to say and talk about.
Yes, hopefully. We are also, surprise, we're happy to announce that we are also on Stitcher.
Yay!
Yay! I love Stitcher. I'm thrilled about that, because it's one of my choices.
Yes, we're on Stitcher. Don't forget, we're also on Spotify. If you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then we will gladly shout you out on the show. Absolutely. You know, reviews and all that stuff, and retweets and likes help us build our fan base, and you guys have done a lot for us, so we thank you. Thank you kindly. Chris, where can they find you?
You can find me, as always, on Twitter, at The Dirt Witch, and on Instagram at Chris Jaded. That's Jaded with an ED at the end.
And you can find me on Twitter at IR Turner, or on Instagram at House of Turner Cosplay. Halloween's coming up, so I might have a new cosplay by then. Don't know yet. We don't know. Maybe.
I've been posting a lot, like I said, because I've been involved in the She Prop Challenge, but yeah, we'll probably have some new Halloween stuff coming your way.
And then just don't forget, guys, like I said, follow us at Echo Station Cast on Twitter. We greatly appreciate your support. And until next time, guys, may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.